Joining us now is the host of CBS's Face the Nation, Margaret Brennan. Margaret, obviously a big story. Yahya Sinwar, the Hamas leader in Gaza, being killed. The Israelis say they did it. What does this mean? Because I know you've been covering this story for the region, the war, the U.S.
It's a significant moment. President Biden is arguing this is an opportunity that Israel could seize to end this war, to pull troops out of Gaza, to allow food into the starving people, and to broker a diplomatic deal to bring home the still 100 hostages that are held by Hamas. It's not clear yet who steps into Yahya Sinwar's role. He was the military commander, also the political leader. And let's be clear, this is a moment that is akin to America taking out Osama bin Laden. That's the impact on the Israeli psyche. This is a win for the Israeli military. But Israel has killed Hamas leaders before. And the U.S. is really pressing the Israeli prime minister to change the calculus here by moving towards a political solution that might offer, for example, some kind of settlement that provides a path forward for the Palestinian people and not back into the arms of Hamas. It is not clear that this opportunity will be seized. It's why Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed to the region next week.
Well, the presidential election is right upon us. What kind of faith do you have in the polling right now in terms of accuracy of the polls?
It really depends on the poll. I can speak for the CBS News elections and surveys information that we've been presenting on our program with our great team led by Anthony Salvanto. And what we can say is that this is truly a presidential race that either candidate could win. When you look at the seven states, the battlegrounds that will determine the outcome of this election, we are looking at neck and neck, maybe a point of difference, maybe two. This is extremely tight. That is why you are seeing so much campaigning, at least by the Democratic ticket and some by the vice presidential contender, J.D. Vance, in those battlegrounds to try to drive up turnout. It may be a turnout election. In other words, just about the sheer volume of who shows up. And so there's a lot of get out the vote effort in the next few weeks.
Who do you have on Face the Nation this weekend?
We will be talking about those and with those who have the tough job of administering these elections. Presidential elections are not run by the federal government. They're run by the states. So we're turning to two secretaries of state, the Secretary of State of Michigan, Jocelyn Benson, and Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State in Georgia. Both we want to talk to about the challenges they see ahead, question them on how quickly we may know results in this very tight race, and try to get some insight into what we all can expect. We'll also bring you first on CBS interview with Paul Whelan, the freed U.S. hostage who spent more than 5 years in Russian captivity, wrongfully detained, and ultimately freed in a controversial prisoner swap. We'll talk to him about what he learned and experienced during that time.
That should be fascinating. Margaret, thanks so much.
Thank you.